WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something super important. Building emotional intelligence and self-awareness. Ever felt like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like you're on autopilot, caught in a whirlwind of emotions without a map. You know that feeling when you snap at someone for something minor, or your anxiety spirals out of control over a simple task? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, we can change that. This isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, far from it. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your growth. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without knowing how the engine works right. Same goes for our emotions. While developing emotional intelligence and self-awareness, we become the drivers of our own lives, navigating the road with clarity and purpose. So, what are the key takeaways? Let's break it down. First, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to push them away or pretend they don't exist. Take a moment to truly feel what you're feeling: sadness, anger, joy, fear. Name it, own it. This simple act of recognition is the first step towards understanding and managing your emotional landscape. Think of it like checking a weather report before heading out the door. You need to know what conditions you're facing to plan accordingly. Next up, identify your triggers. What situations or people tend to bring out strong emotions in you? Recognizing these patterns can be a game changer. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them effectively. Maybe it's certain conversations with specific people, deadlines at work, or even just being stuck in traffic. Whatever it is, awareness is the key to breaking free from reactive patterns. Third, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations as they arise. When you get caught up in negative thought spirals, gently bring your attention back to the present. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice mindfulness, the stronger your ability to stay grounded and centered becomes. Fourth, develop empathy. Try to understand other people's perspectives and emotions, even if you don't agree with them. Active listening is crucial here, really paying attention to what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Empathy allows us to build stronger relationships, resolve conflicts more effectively, and navigate the complexities of human interaction with greater ease. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, learn from them and keep moving forward. You're doing great. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember this one time I was presenting to a huge crowd and my palms were sweating like crazy. My heart was racing, my mind was racing, and I could feel myself spiraling into anxiety. But instead of letting fear take over, I took a deep breath, focused on the message I wanted to deliver, and reminded myself that it was okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies sometimes. I channeled that nervous energy into passion for what I was talking about and ended up giving one of my best presentations ever. See, by acknowledging my emotions, understanding my triggers, and practicing self-compassion, I was able to turn a potentially disastrous situation into a positive experience. So, remember, building emotional intelligence is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and practice. But the rewards are immeasurable. You'll find yourself navigating life with greater clarity, resilience, and peace of mind. And that, my friends, is priceless. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Let me know in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration to help you build a stronger, more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep striving for that Stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.